This is WHYY News in Philadelphia. Good morning, I'm Priyanka Tiwari. Pennsylvania lawmakers want to make it easier for homeowners to build backyard cottages, garage apartments, and other accessory dwelling units. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, the bills are part of a broader push to make housing more affordable in the Commonwealth.
Accessory dwelling units are usually small, self-contained apartments that are either attached to a single-family home or sit somewhere on the property. Under legislation moving through Harrisburg, these homes could be created by right. That means property owners wouldn't need zoning approval to build them, even if they're restricted by their local government. State Senator Nikhil Saval says creating a statewide standard would be a boon for Pennsylvania residents.
While there has been pushback, we know that a majority of people support this, right? They want to be able to make it easier for their communities to grow. And actually, enabling their communities to grow is the way that we preserve them. It's the way that we preserve affordability.
Organizations representing local governments call the measure a one-size-fits-all mandate that will invite unforeseen problems for communities. A House version of the bill has passed while a similar measure is stalled in the Senate. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.
A power outage impacted parts of Philadelphia International Airport this morning. Our news partner 6ABC reports it affected elevators, escalators, and moving sidewalks in Terminal A East through Terminal D. The outage, however, did not impact any flights, just heart rates. The Brandywine Museum in Delaware County has long been a repository of paintings by Andrew Wyeth. A new exhibition shows how the artist's work owes a large debt to his wife, Betsy Wyeth. WHYY's Peter Crimmins has more.
Andrew Wyeth's paintings drew from the landscape around Chads Ford, Pennsylvania, which, as it turns out, was not quite real. Curator Will Coleman says those picturesque buildings and landscapes were meticulously designed by Betsy Wyeth.
She sets about making this really carefully crafted example of what we call Yankee minimalism, this subtle mix of mid-century modern taste and colors with antiques and gestures to the history of this region.
By design, the worlds of Betsy Wyeth shows how she created environments that triggered her husband's imagination. The exhibition offers opportunities for visitors to explore Brinton's Mill. That's a collection of 18th century stone buildings that Betsy Wyeth reimagined to make them appropriate subjects for paintings.
Betsy helps Andrew Wyeth to find that path, this way to be both realist and modern, painting recognizable subjects, but suffusing them with this uncanny, surrealistic, otherworldly quality.
By design, the worlds of Betsy Wyeth at the Brandywine Museum will be on view until January. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
At 9:07 in June 29th, it is 77 degrees in Philadelphia.